WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're tiptoeing through a minefield of anxieties? You know, that constant fear holding you back from saying yes to new adventures, taking that leap of faith, or even just rocking that killer outfit you bought. Well, buckle up, because today we're tackling the big one. Yeah. That sneaky little gremlin that whispers doubts in your ear and convinces you that you're not good enough, smart enough, brave enough. We're going to shine a light on it, dissect its tricks, and most importantly, learn how to build and shake your confidence through courage. Here are five key takeaways that are going to blow that fear out of the water. First things first, understanding fear is crucial. It's our body's natural alarm system, designed to keep us safe from real danger. But sometimes, it goes into overdrive, freaking out over imaginary threats or situations we can typically handle. Think about it like this: your inner voice might be screaming, "Danger, run." When you're actually just presenting at work or asking someone out on a date. The key is to recognize when fear is hijacking your brain and gently remind yourself that you've got this. You've overcome challenges before and you can do it again. Next up, we need to ditch the all-or-nothing mindset. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that if we're not 100% confident, then we shouldn't even try. But here's the deal: confidence isn't a destination, it's a journey. It's about showing up, taking small steps outside your comfort zone, and celebrating those wins, no matter how tiny they seem. Remember that quote from Eleanor Roosevelt: "Do one thing every day that scares you." Now, let's talk about the power of visualization. Ever heard the saying, "Fake it till you make it"? Well, there's a whole lot of truth to that. When you visualize yourself succeeding in a situation that typically makes you nervous, your brain starts to believe it's actually happening. Imagine crushing that presentation, effortlessly striking up conversations with new people, or acing that audition. See yourself as the confident, capable person you want to be. Embrace constructive criticism. You know, those times when someone points out something you could improve on. Instead of seeing it as an attack, reframe it as an opportunity for growth. Ask clarifying questions, show a willingness to learn, and use that feedback to level up your skills. Remember, even the most successful people have mentors and coaches who help them refine their talents. And finally, don't underestimate the power of self-compassion. You're human, you make mistakes, and sometimes you just have off days. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge those moments, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up authentically and embracing your journey, bumps and all. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented musician who dreams of performing on stage. Every time she thinks about auditioning, her heart races, a palm sweat, and her mind screams you're not good enough. She's trapped in that fear loop, convinced she'll mess up big time. But then she remembers our key takeaways. She starts visualizing herself confidently playing her instrument, connecting with the audience, and receiving applause. She practices regularly, taking small steps outside her comfort zone by playing for friends and family. When constructive criticism comes her way, she takes notes and uses it to improve her performance. And most importantly, she reminds herself that it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone does. Weeks later, Sarah walks into the audition room with a newfound sense of calm and courage. She delivers a powerful performance, her voice clear, her fingers dancing across the keys. As she finishes, she hears a round of applause and sees the smiles on the judges' faces. She didn't let fear dictate her path. She chose to take action, build confidence, and chase her dreams. So remember, you are capable of incredible things. Don't let fear hold you back from living your best life. Take those small steps, embrace the journey, and keep building that inner courage. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of confidence boosting goodness. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review. It really makes a difference. We'll catch you in the next episode, where we'll explore another aspect of living your best life. Until then, stay calm, be courageous, and remember, you are enough just as you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.